Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show live on RBMI, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, last week, Rita called in, and I was fascinated with the story she was telling. Her activism work, and also her work in Silicon Valley and with software companies. Then the conversation went into an area that was of interest to me, because I had been looking into this and alluding to this for I don't know how long, that because of the technology they have and the way that software has been created in the medical arena, they're able to take your information, not only use that information to compile information about you, then is supplied to other levels of government agencies, because that's what they do. And even though the HIPAA Act says that you can't give out information to federal authorities and peer consuls in the hospitals and various things, they're not included in this. They can go on your records and look, and other agencies can look. But, you know, your family and people that should be looking, they can't get into your medical records. And then she said something last week about they can make your whole medical record disappear. And I was like, oh, here we go. This is what I'm looking for. So, Rita, tell me about what it is that you saw dealing with these software companies. What was going on, you know, with what they were developing in software, and how did you get involved?
Well, I was a software developer. I worked there for seven and a half years, my cubicle mate, it wasn't me that was writing the software, but I shared a cubicle with one other person, and he was writing the software for drug interactions, which is, there's an NIH, I think it's called an NIH Blue Book, that lists all the drug interactions and potential interactions that can happen when a physician prescribes drugs that, you know, don't work with each other. And I was just in on the design review. I didn't write that particular code, but there was just a design review, and when I was looking at it, it was pretty obvious that what they had set up was they had a flag so that if a physician didn't want to be bothered about something, then not only would they not give him the information that there was a potential interaction or a drug interaction for that patient, but they wouldn't even file it in the patient record, which is really non-standard. It's like, well, you know, so, I mean, I just said that. Well, I mean, I looked at, they gave me the flow chart, and I said, you mean they're going to set a flag, and so that, you know, okay, it's like, think about it. The places where the Matrix software is are places like Walter Reed Hospital, and we've been hearing about them, haven't you, lately?
So, well, we got to stop you for 1 minute. We're going to a break, and we'll be right back with Rita's story about what could be a nightmare in the medical industry with software. When we continue, callers 800-313-9443.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Join me during the week on Truth Radio from Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a huge amount of guests coming on next week on Truth Radio, and I would like you to tune in there. We're going to be talking about all types of subjects that I think you might find fascinating. So just tune into, www.truthradio.com from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That show is live, too, and I'm going to have callers next week, I think, as well. By the way, too, this POW MIA march that's coming up in September in Chicago, September 21st and 22nd, is taking off in big ways. We're hearing from politicians, and we're working to have one of the biggest marches in this country's history, we're hoping for. So if you want to get involved, you want to be a part of what we're working on here about getting POWs returned here in the United States, call me, 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. We're working with Bob and Bill Dumas, John Top Holland, Ben Russo, and many others. We have a whole bunch of people involved in this program, and we want you to. So 630-812-0171. That's the number of contact if you want to be a part of the Candlelight Vigil in Chicago. We have Rita here. Rita, please continue where you left off before the break.
Okay, well, this is, you know, probably really, really, really interesting for a lot of people because I've heard some guests coming on and talking about how Walter Reed is known as a place to murder patients. And, I mean, if they want a smoking gun, all you got to do is look at the code, that they wrote. And so... That just seems pretty pretty blatant to me. But
now you said there is a flag that is put in the software. So in other words, what the doctors are doing is basically saying that don't let me know if there's an allergic reaction. Don't let me know if these people can't take this drug because I'm going to get money in cash, baby, on the backside. So I don't care.
Yeah, but it's not, it goes beyond that because it's not only not letting the doctor know, but it's not letting the patient know what's been done to the patient. And, that seems to me that's the property of the patient, not the doctor.
Now, how long would you say this software has been in existence? Is this something brand new or is something...
This happened, this was in the 80s, probably the late 80s. I started working when it was Technicon Data Systems. It was a company that was owned by Revlon. And about 4 years into that,
Revlon, isn't that the one where the owner son was involved with that rape, date rape?
I have an interview with the owner, the president of TDS. After I became an activist, I got very interested in this. And I could play you about, maybe a 10, 15-second interview. If you've been...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a second. Hope that works.
I think Rita's going to set up the tape.
Sounds like it.
It seemed to be like a little...
just a minute.
There was some of that mind control stuff going on there, and then Milk is connected down there, and,
Let me see.
You never know. But, it's just interesting to see where it leads because of...
John?
If the tape's playing, it's hard to hear.
And at a certain point...
That's better.
I don't remember the specifics, but I needed to talk to somebody in the government or we were going after a government contract, whatever it was. They made a couple of phone calls and opened the doors, only never came to anything. I don't know what it was now, but, they seemed to be good guys, but they were ex-government guys, and I'm sure that a Perlman hired them with a view towards having some influence. You got to get permission from the merged company and so forth, and it's nice to have friends in high places so you can give them a call and say, gee, you ought to approve this one. I don't know that that's what he did, but I guess that's why I like this.
So did you hear that? It was like I was just recording him off my telephone, and I didn't really have a good way to do it, so I'm, like, really loud.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but that's John Whitehead. And what's interesting about this is later they were sharing offices with Stanford Technology, and the government guys, that I think he's talking about, might just be Richard Secord and Oliver North.
And Oliver North.
They came in. They were both into Stanford Technology, kind of letting that thing happen. They would be sort of what he would probably be talking about, government guys who he wouldn't name their names of. I was working at Technicon Data Systems. They got taken over in this leverage buyout by this Perlman guy, and he had $700 I mean, $700 million of funny money. And they had to pay the Bergerac, the CEO of Revlon, $32 million in a golden parachute just so they could do that. But you see what was going on as we're getting to the nexus of kind of the nexus of evil, where there's evil, where there are people that will do things like murder patients or, you know, we hear about we hear about Satanism and how that's bad and it's not a Christian way to live, and, you know, but we never really kind of like define it. Well, there really are Satanists, and they do these things. And what he was talking about actually also in that interview was I had just becoming knowledgeable of. He said, well, I'm trying to raise $20 million for my other the Whitehead Institute, and what that $20 million was for the Human Genome Project. So these people actually they were kind of like giving him this pay up. His father passed away a couple years before that interview. It was in 1993. So he was the oldest son, inherited this money. And from, you know, my opinion of him, it's not like he's an evil man. It's more like he just won the lottery and he met the people that want to kind of come to his house and make crack in his kitchen kind of thing. And so it's like that's kind of what's going on, and it's really scary to me. But I mean, when you get down to it, this is kind of what it's about. It's like there's this kind of philosophical difference in how people can get together and deal with sort of some situations. And what I have finally figured out after a whole long time, it just took me a whole long time to figure it out, is that Satanism doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It not only does it like it be a bad way to treat people, but the kind of society that it makes burns itself out. And
But are you saying that the people that are involved in this and Revlon and these different companies that are, you know, creating these paying for the development of this software are involved with Satan worship, and that's the reason why
Revlon got bought out. You know, I don't have any reason to think that Revlon wasn't a good Christian company. I mean, ethical company that, you know, wouldn't stoop to the dark side of things. And but
you think what brought the company out was the thing that is the catalyst to the software you're talking about being developed?
Well, no, that was just one thing. I mean, I became an activist after that, and I met people like the Rusbachers. I did an interview with a guy named Calvin Robinson. That you ever hear of the drug tug?
No, I had not.
He brought about 80 tons of hash and marijuana in to San Francisco Bay, and it was a CIA operation. And so I found out things from him, and he shared a jail cell with the guy they made the movie The Falcon and the Snowman with. And so I started figuring out more and more, and it leads to a real understanding of how, you know, these people think. And it's but it took me a long time to just get past knowing something to knowing what the solution is to that thing.
Well, okay, now the software that you're talking about that they have, now in development, they can, you know, erase, you said, people's information out of their medical record. They can put certain things in. Now, at one point I worked in advocate healthcare system, I'd say, and various other ones, and it works with software. So you're saying that within the software that they have developed for, you know, charting patients, at another high level in the hospital, they're doing that, erasing? Or is that what
I wouldn't trust anything on an IBM mainframe computer. They can have things inside of the computer system that will mess around with other things, anything else that's resident in that. Michael Reconosciuto is somebody else who called me up, and you know who he is?
Yeah.
And from the Insula. And so then, the Promise software was also IBM-based software. This was the same kind of thing, IBM-based software. And they used that, and they gave that software away to a whole lot of different countries, like Iraq and Libya, and they used that to go inside to put worms in everybody else's software and
computer. We'll be right back. We're going to break. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break. But Rita and John, how stuff.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, we're back in It's Late Night with Deanne on the Deanne Brody Show, and we're talking Rita, and we're talking about this situation with manipulation of software, use of software in the medical field that could cause us harm. John, do you have any questions or any comments there?
Well, the only thing I'm thinking about is how to protect yourself from it. And I guess you got to do your own record keeping a little bit, and possibly if there was a website out there that you could have your record looked over by somebody that would put the flags to us, you'd have a record with the flags on it to protect yourself or to use as a court system, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Rita, what can you do?
I think you could keep your own, you know, you could keep records of your own, you know, the drugs that they give you when you're there. It's probably, you know, a safer bet than hoping that it's going to show up if you try to retrieve it. It might not be there.
But, I mean, if you're in the hospital, and this just happened to me, I went in the hospital, I told them I had an allergy to a certain type of medication. And anyway, they gave it to me anyway. You know, it was big lines, signs on the door, everything, you know, warning, caution, Will Robinson, you know, like I'm lost in space. And they went ahead and gave me what I was allergic to, and I got sick.
Yeah.
So I would gather, you know, if you have drug interactions, if you have, you know, certain type of medical issues that can be deleted when you go in the hospital, then you could actually die.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, the thing is, if you've got a system that's run by Satanists, it's not just a cult, but they're racist. And, I mean, they're racist in a way of just, I mean, they know what kind of sickness they have, and they want to only be that kind of people, you know? That's how they are. It's really hard, you know, to talk about that, you know, human condition thing. It's like we're kind of almost like in a paradigm shift, and I notice, you know, every year it's like I can talk a little bit more and a little bit more. And, you know, I was also the kind of person that just kind of would do something sometimes. I'd see a solution to a problem, and I would just kind of make a fix or something and, like, work extra hours and say, hey, look, I know how to do this, and I did that. And they said, oh, wow, you know. So, but then, I kind of apply that to being an activist sometimes, and I saw what was going on with this European Union, and they were playing up the whole Human Genome Project there. It's big in the World Health Organization and over there, and also they were you know, writing it in to their to the draft constitution, you know, and I told them. But actually, so I went there, and I was really upset about 9/11 in September or February 18th, right after they got euros in Holland. I went and I closed the National Bank of Holland. I just kind of went around to all the police stations and into the world court and started screaming at them, you know, this is what kind of thing is going on. And later when they tried, you know, and they showed the draft constitution there, and it was, you know, just about Satanism, you know, like right there, like cannibalism, because what they want to be able to do is just kind of be able to have anybody say, you can have the DNA from anybody else, and so what? You know? And that's not Christianity. And what it does is it really starts disintegrating the culture. You know, it leaves the same group of creeps in charge if you do that. And that's, you know, what I was kind of telling them about. And Holland and France, they voted it down. And I'm glad about that.
Well, how did you do that? How did you close
it? It's kind of a story. People can go check out my Yahoo profile. I have a web page, but it isn't updated yet. But you can get to it from the updated version from my Yahoo profile.
I wouldn't and give I, it here.
It's Lee Auna, LEOUNA, at yahoo.com. And so if you go to the webpage link on that, then there's a link on that webpage that says Rita closes the post bank. And I answered that. Some people kind of interviewed me, and I saved that, the answers, and I put that in on the other link.
Can you give that link again?
Okay, it's profiles. What is it? How for profiles on Yahoo? Profiles at yahoo.com/LEOUNA.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I've got like a lot of stuff to probably make a website or two or a book. But I noticed, because it's sort of paradigm shift stuff, that it's better not to overwhelm people about it. But people are, you know, are getting ready, and then what I notice when they'll start asking me questions, and I'll answer their answers, you know, give them answers.
Well, how long have you been an activist, Rita?
Well, you know, if you really want to think about it, I mean, it sounds really crazy, but the first thing I remember in life was about 3 years old, and these men, I was at, my parents took me to their friend's house, and these men took me up these staircase into this little room, and one guy put his leg over my head, and another one shoved this knife up my nose. So later I had this kind of scar that poked out. And they took me to a hypnotist, and they asked me, said, did you remember that? And I always said, no, I don't remember that. No, that never happened. I never remember anything. And so, you know, for like about 47 years, I didn't remember that my parents died a couple of years ago. And so I, like, you know, tell people about that. And later in life, I remember my brother, he was a big-time activist. And the Vietnam War was going on in Seattle, and he would get out there in front of everybody and waving signs and doing everything. And he got beat up one time really, really bad. And these people, I don't know who they are, but they know how to really hurt somebody. And they aimed, like, for the pineal gland. And they just, like, almost destroyed his pineal gland.
Well, and, Rita, hold on a second. John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, what is your opinion of this, of what Rita's saying?
Well, it's just another mafia system of the insurance cover-up of protection. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just another criminal action. It just, it's really appalling.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it's going to continue until we start looking into things. And Rita, I'm going to look at your website and, you know, your you know, Yahoo area.
Yeah.
And I will look at it, and I'm going to look into it and research it.
Yeah, and
because,
I've got
you know,
stuff on the mind control sort of aspect, too. My brother, he was a Jolly West experiment before they killed him. He suicided him. But,
you know, it's like, you know, I was in the waste treatment business, and as we got started in this, you know, I'm 51 years old now, and I was in this when I was like mid-20s, started into it, and they had us on the computer. And they had information given to us on the computer and whatnot. And it was like, if the stuff was on the computer, it was like you didn't question it. Even though it could have been perfectly wrong, because it was on a computer, it was rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a false misrepresentation. It's no different than our voting booths. It's just this, oh, it's on a computer. Someone must know enough to know that they, you know, that it can't be manipulated. Well, it's a complete farce. Our banking industry, everything, it's like, oh, you have all this private security, and it's a big whitewash.
And again, you know, again, with the things that computer, like you said, people can put things out there, anything, and allude to anything, and until we research it and look into it to see that it is a fact, you know, because, you know, the thing is that we have to be very careful out here today, because if you make one gesture of wrong measure, or you put the wrong information out, people will immediately consider you as being, you know, again, you know, they put the bad word to conspiracy, but a conspiracy is not a bad word, but again, it would put a whole taint to the work that you have been working on and things that you're doing. So most of the things that come on my broadcast, you know, I do look into. And I try to see, you know, the factual history of it. Now, as far as the software is concerned, Rita, I will 100% agree with you on that because I happen to work in that industry. I used to program. Mm-hmm. I was a software trainer for IBM at one point, and I worked in a number of the healthcare monitoring facilities, and I know that you can basically manipulate software, and any type of software is very easily manipulated and changed. And this, again, I've been, you know, alluding to this all along, and you came on, and that was something I wanted you to share because of the fact that if you had seen this, it basically, you know, is agreed to what I had seen, you know, in the past. And I'm talking about I'm going back doing programming back in the day when everybody was using BASIC and it was going to Cobalt and things like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was manipulated. It wasn't that bad then, but then when they started getting into smaller microsystems, PCs and things like that, the software started getting really crazy on, you know, what people have the capability in doing and manipulating. Now, my ex-husband, he created software that they could basically determine various blood types through through Red Cross. So, you know, again, you know, this type of software you're talking about, I know exists and I know it's there, and I think people need to know because there's been numerous reports, not only veterans hospitals, but out here we had Edgewater Hospital, we had deaths in many other facilities, including going into New Orleans and different things where, you know, people have been you know, either euthanized or killed or whatever in the hospital, covered up, and, you know, and then also the charting has been, you know, manipulated and changed, and I think this, you know, again, you know, will open up the eyes to many that this is going on. And they'll give it an opportunity for people to figure out, you know, if this is happening, then we need to look at this and see what we can do to address this within the hospital peer review office, you know, to get them to start doing the right thing for patients. you know, because this, I mean, money is being made in huge amounts of money, you know, in hospitalization, health care right now. And if people are going to hospital and all this money is being made and they're not being treated and they end up, you know, in conditions similar to, you know, having heart attacks, strokes, and various other things because of, you know, manipulation of software, hidden files, and all this stuff, then this needs to be out in the open, and we need to get, you know, people together and start clearing that out, period. Yeah. I think you're in agreement with that, right?
Right. Well, and also, I mean, we've got to get to the motive, too, because, I mean, you can talk to your blue in the face about, okay, these are bad. These people did bad things. They were supposed to be nice. Well, why did they do bad things, and why are they always the same kind of people doing the same bad things, you know? And so when you get down to it, it's like, well, if we have a system where people have rights, you know, patients have rights, don't disrespect their rights, then we can have a kind of, you know, a kind of honor system, you know, based on things. But there at some point, you know, you've got to have, and I talked to Bill Deagle about this one time too, because it's like, you can't just say everything is humanist, because at some point that breaks down and it turns into the Balaam, you know, where we've got these overseer priest doctors that have too much power. And we got, the way to break that down is to have an ethics system in there, in place, where people have rights and you don't go and mess with the patient's rights, whether it's a, you know, psychiatric patient who has right to, you know, have an interview or, you know, be with a doctor, or somebody that just wants a doctor that is going to live up to the Hippocratic Oath and not kill him, you know? And so in order, you know, but in order to do that, there's a thing that's got to happen, because there's just been this gradual erosion of our system, you know, of our country, our morality in our country. And we, you know, in order to get that back, there's just kind of a basic thing that's going to happen. And you know, I'm really, really hoping America's going to pull out of it. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, that it can, and I know some things that you know can do. I mean, like people like, if we just kind of like get back to some just understanding of how this, you know, where we came from in the first place. Then, you know, we'll start to understand, you know, well, there's supposed to be Jewish hospitals and Christian hospitals, because, you know, there are Christians got kind of this other way of looking at things than Jews. And it doesn't mean one's bad or the other. It just means that we've got to, like, keep that system of letting people understand that we need to be able to respect each other's differences.
Well, there's no question
about
that.
That's what it comes down to.
I think what you're trying to express a little bit also is if you have the clear-cut situation where someone's got a gun and they're pulling the trigger on you to kill you, that's definitely murder one. But when a doctor is manipulating falsely, and we're expecting, because of his expertise or training, to not make mistakes, and when he falsely makes mistakes and has ammunition that helps him with red flags and stuff on the internet that covers up his combining of bad drugs and stuff that would poison or toxify you or intoxify your family, that's still a form of murder, or
yeah,
at least attempted murder. It was gross negligence. And they're not supposed to do that.
Right. But, you know, it's like our whole system is kind of breaking down. And we used to have this this concept of good faith, you know. And if we kind of lose that idea, then a whole lot of stuff can just get eroded away, and we'll see it, you know. And it's like our country is just kind of turning into a bad satire, because when things happen, it's like the Patriot Act, and they'll try to make really bad things legal, you know, and they'll write it down on paper and tell everybody, okay, yeah, well, now we're going to torture people, you know, or, you know, we're going to, you know, just deny people their rights, you know, their privacy.
In the name of safety or something, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really basic. I mean, it's like what I was kind of understanding, and when I was telling people, like when I went to Europe about 9-1-1, it wasn't about the mechanism of what happened in 9-1-1. It was about our system breaking down, about the faith in our officials, our leaders has broken down, and so our society has broken down, and that's more like a symptom of what really happened, you know. And that's kind of the way I look at 9-1-1.
Well, I think you're right on the mark.
Yeah, so
I think so. I think so too. You know, until we realize that we're so close there, you know, receiving the mark of the beast, you know. Everything that we're looking at right now, you know, the first area that's broadcast earlier with, you know, Hilmer, you know, talking about what happened in Germany, how he did not know and didn't understand what was going on, and then later on blames himself heavily. And I understand his heart and his mind on that, because the thing is that if you're in a situation and you then find out that a number of people had died and were murdered in an attempt to lie to the people, and you were a part of it, not willing and knowing, you feel bad. It's in your nature, and sometimes you take the burden of everything because you feel you've sinned. And it's just like, you know, I've talked here countless numbers of times of what happened to me out here in Illinois, Chicagoland area, before September 11th. So, you know, I did everything I could possibly do to run around and tell people that there was something wrong with these folks I was dealing with, and nobody would listen, and law enforcement, anything. And later on, they ended up getting arrested right after, you know, 2 years, in fact, 1 year after one of them did, and 2 or 3 years after, and heading to jihad and being part of this other bit of nonsense. And the thing is that, you know, in my heart, I feel responsible. I don't feel I did enough, you know, because I saw correlations that would have led to looking into, you know, a huge cell that had a flight school in it that was tied back into laundering money and moving, racketeering for September 11th. So the thing is, you do what you can, and you try to expose these things and let the public know. And people out there, you know, we're all in the same boat. You'd be sitting next to somebody working, and you think, you know, like Rita, you know, guy's working on something that's normal software, and lo and behold, you're sitting there, and guy's working on some kind of software that, you know, basically can help and induce a situation of, you know, causing a patient to die or get an allergic reaction or, you know, worse. You know, and the thing is, the person that was sitting next to her, they were doing this because they were being paid. And did they think beyond what that was, you know, what their software they were developing was for, what was being used? Maybe, maybe not. Some people get so caught up in the work, you know, the work that they're doing or what they're being told, because they're trying to master it and make it so perfect that it'll work, especially programmer and things. So they don't, do they really think about the mechanism of what it is that it's going to be used for later on?
Well, look at the dog food and the cat food right now. They're coming out that, oh, the first lab report said it was rat poison. The next lab report says it was something to do with plastic that was incorporated into the gluten, which is also a human food. And if you look back, you can find out that, like, margarine is made, it's only one molecule from being a plastic. So they advertise it as it being fat-free, but really it's a direct toxin to you. And so are they practicing with this? Is somebody doing something to, like, in the water system, they put these computerizations on the water system, so all of a sudden someone can put a bag of something that they're going to tell you is good stuff, and the truth of the matter is it might be a direct toxin that poison a whole city, and you're helping put it in and computerize it into the water system because you're ignorant.
You're ignorant. You don't know. You don't have a clue. You're just doing something based on your job and what somebody told you. You're not in that bag. I had friends working in the one of these major pop companies, and they knew what was going into the pop, you know, the secret ingredient, whatever. And they told me years later, you know, they said they won't touch this stuff. You know, they won't touch it because they knew what was going in this stuff. And a lot of people in accounting, you know, we saw records of stuff. You know, I remember seeing stuff, you know, going into products, and, you know, it was like rock material, and it's like something you eat. And I questioned, because I was doing accounting, why there was such a huge amount of rock material going to this one particular customer. And I was told, well, that gives bulk to the food. So, you know, these people are buying this one particular product, and it's got bulk in the food, and it's got rock in it. So what does this rock do? You know, how do you get it out of your system? And then you have people who have calcium deposits in their brain and in their chest and spinal column, and they don't know where it's coming from. It's from the toxicity of what you're eating, because you don't know what people are adding in. Now, again, you know, you have the guy programming there. You have the other person, you know, putting this additive in, thinking it's going to be, you know, something to add bulk to food. And have a situation where somebody's carting bags of stuff. You know, you don't know what it is, but, you know, you're told, oh, just put it in the water, and you do it because, you know, that's your job. So are you looking beyond the bag of what, you know, they're giving you? Or are you just doing and performing the job that they gave you from 9 to 5? So this is when we get to the point that maybe, you know, we need to be a little bit more clearer on the responsibilities of what we do and two levels. Indeed, we're responsible to the employer, because the employer is giving you the money that you need to maintain yourself. But then again, the integrity of your personality and who you are, what you are, would you do something to, you know, harm a bunch of people or kill a bunch of people on the integrity of just making sure you got that money in your pocket from the job? And the same thing relates to law enforcement. I've been talking, you know, with John and other people about this for I don't know how long, you know, and it's getting to the point that, what are we, you know, looking at here? You know, are they for us, or are we hiring people that are involved in disrupting our very core of being people? We'll be back after this break on the Dee Ambrose Show, live with John and Rita.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. And no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. And we're coming up to the last part of the broadcast, and I want to put a call out to all of you listening to my program. I need your help and support to keep this program going. I'm doing many things right now. I'm working with the POWs, trying to get this march together. I am working with individuals out here that, you know, have been basically held hostage in mortgage programs that are a nightmare. I'm also working with a number of individuals in regards to locating and trying to get them advocacy, assistance, and help in regards to all types of matters. So I need your help. I've been doing this out of pocket and keeping all this stuff going in a broadcast. And if you feel this is important to you, and if it is, I'm just asking you if there is a way that you can make a donation to my show so I can keep everything afloat and going. My way of receiving help or payment towards this and a donation form would be through PayPal. You can go through PayPal and just put in DANNE.BURLEY, my name, at gmail.com, DANNE.BURLEY@gmail.com, or you can make a mailing to DANNE Burley, DANNE, BURLEY, and the mailing address is 450 Rogers Street, Rogers Street, Downers, Downers, Grove, Grove, Illinois, 60515. The plan here is, again, growing and moving. I want to, you know, provide as much as I can to you. I want to, you know, try to make this a situation that we're family and we're working together. I'm putting together a legal team, which I have